to Detroit now, where there's a new episode in the tragic saga of former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
We've invited you here today to announce that a federal grand jury has returned a superseding indictment charging Kwame Kilpatrick, his father Bernard Kilpatrick, and others with racketeering, conspiracy, and related charges of bribery, extortion, and fraud, as well as tax violations.
Kwame Kilpatrick, that's Barbara McQuaid, by the way, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, with that long list of charges. You'll recall Kwame Kilpatrick had to be basically hauled out of City Hall there in Detroit after he was discredited. Jerome Vaughn now joins us, news director of member station WTET and friend of The Takeaway. Good morning and happy holidays, Jerome.
And same to you, sir.
So the Kwame Kilpatrick saga here, was this the shoe that everyone was waiting to drop, or did this come as a surprise?
We've been waiting for a while. We know there've been this investigation has been ongoing. People have been going in and out of grand jury testimony for several months now. But we never knew when indictments might come down. We never knew exactly what the indictments might have been. And yesterday was really a blockbuster in that respect.
And, you know, from the perspective of people in Detroit or people around the country who are following this, these charges have nothing to do with that sexting scandal that resulted in perjury charges, which is why Kwame Kilpatrick is in jail right now.
That's exactly right. You know, the indictments lay out all of these racketeering charges, fraud, extortion, bribery. Basically, the charges say the mayor used his position along with several of his compatriots to enrich themselves by rigging contracts, by getting kickbacks, and by threatening to cancel contracts of city folks if they didn't give kickbacks.
You know, the cynicism here really is deeply heartbreaking, in the sense that Kwame Kilpatrick, once the political hope of Detroit, you know, is according to these indictments, basically found to have been running the city hall and the city of Detroit as his own personal franchise.
Yeah, one of the major politicians here in Metro Detroit said it's really akin to a Greek tragedy. Here's this legislator, becomes mayor of Detroit, youngest mayor of Detroit, great future, his mother, congressperson. He could go to Congress, he could go to the Senate, and it all has kind of gone away.
But with charges like these, he's not likely to end up like Elliot Spitzer back on CNN with his own TV show, right?
Not likely. We'll see how the trial goes, if it gets that far, but it's not likely to end well.
In the annals of discredited politicians, do we know what Kwame Kilpatrick will plead to these charges? Are lawyers lined up, or is he going to have trouble even assembling a defense team?
He's got one from previous cases, and they say they're going to fight hard against this.
All right, to Jerome Vaughn, news director of member station WDET, friend of The Takeaway, on the line talking about the fallout from yesterday's announcement of indictments against Kwame Kilpatrick and members of his family for racketeering while he was mayor of the city of Detroit. Thanks, Jerome.
Always good to be with you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.